Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Sandy Booth on Milton, Florida.
Didn't you already speak on this item, though?
She mentioned my name, and I should be able to say something back about my building being removed.
Do you remember, Hunter, whether she ran out of her time earlier?
I did not.
Do you remember how much time you had left?
I know I didn't talk more than a minute or two, so.
Can I please have order in the chamber? Thank you. I am the chair. If you don't like the way I chair, please don't vote for me again. Please proceed with a brief response, and then please be seated.
Point of order. This council voted unanimously to go persons to appear 3 minutes, 4 minutes on agenda items, and 3 minutes at the end of the meeting, Mayor. It was a unanimous board vote. There was no confusion about it. It was direct. So I hope we stick.
Did she run out of time, Mr. Snow? I didn't see that.
4 minutes, one time.
So there's that. So if the background here is moderately useful for understanding the fight. It in a certain way it doesn't matter, right? In the city of Milton, it doesn't the background is the context, but it doesn't matter what the background is. They're going to find a way to fight. They're going to find a way to bicker. And in this case, what you've got is Cindy Booth had spoken one time, and then she got name checked, and the people of Milton previously had the habit of just get up and talk again and again and again. You know, there was the rotating, never-ending series of people in the public talking. And which, again, I've said before, I think is actually kind of quaint. And, you know, if it had worked, it would have been okay. But she's basically thinking it's like debate rules, you know, where, oh, they named me, so I get to talk again. And that's not the way it works, because they made a rule where the person talks for, you get one time to talk in the public forum in the beginning, and you get one time to talk in the public forum in the end, 3 minutes each. And then in the middle, any agenda item you want to speak about, you can talk for 4 minutes on that agenda item. What had been raised was the question of, well, what if you say something and then council kind of changes its mind and then you want to adapt to what they are now doing? Can you not get up and speak again? That was Howard Steele's suggestion. And they kind of flirted with this idea, but they thought that it would be procedurally too difficult to track whether they've used up their time or not. And so they just decided, no, one time only is all there is. So that's what the bickering was about. Cindy Booth was trying to be the second speaker on her own topic, on this topic of the historic district stuff. And, you know, Jeff Snow is raising the point of order. No. And so then you get more explanation and rebuttal from Mayor Heather Lindsay.
So I believe Mr. Steele had raised the very important comment that when you feel like you have to rebut something, you want to still have your time. And Mayor, so I had interpreted that it would be fair if someone didn't run out of their time to give them a brief moment to rebut. So if she ran out of her 4 minutes, please tell me. I didn't see that.
Mayor, that's not what this board voted on. One time, because we could go back and forth all night with numerous people.
I tell you
people.
What, Ms. Booth, why don't you come back at the end of the meeting and say what you need to say then?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, let's move on.
And I thought, honestly, okay, good answer. She can speak at the end. She can address it at the end when there's a second public forum. Problem solved. Heather Lindsay took the high road. But wait.
Since the charter's amended by virtue of council's votes,
That's sarcasm, by the way. That's, you know, it doesn't work that way, but that's what she's claiming.
Since the charter's amended by virtue of council's votes, and I don't get to chair anymore according to the charter, then I guess we just need to let Mr. Snow have his way. Go ahead, Mr. Steele, what you got to say tonight?
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean, Mayor?
You know what it means, sir.
What's it mean? Explain it to me.
Mr. Steele's recognized.
Mr. Snow had a question for you, Mayor.
It wasn't an ordinance change, Casey, nor was it a charter change. Yes,
I'm
sir,
sorry,
Mr.
Count.
Steele. You're recognized.
Oh, it's a case study in conflict escalation is what it is. It's never de-escalation. It's never getting things better. By the way, this, like, on a whole separate note from the point of order and the, you know, well, if you want to run the meeting, you run the meeting. Elect somebody else. You know, I don't want to run the meeting. The charter not in control anymore. I don't even care. Don't. Aside from all of that, the infighting over the Historic Protection Board, or Historic Preservation Board, Cindy Booth.
I have been attacked by the historic board multiple times before my building was removed, calling it because I painted it black. It was this, it was that. They would stalk me and take pictures and harass me to death. So I was removed by the state.
This is just a side. This is just a side note. This is just like the side dish of turnip greens with all the other stuff that's going on.
After it's been removed, I'm much happier now. Okay, because I don't have to be harassed by the Historic Preservation Board. I would like to see that the Historic Preservation Board be dismantled, and I will personally, starting today, I have a hand, I can count my hands and toes of wanting to de-annex the historical district from the city because it's such, our neighbors, and I have multiple, want to not be a historic district anymore. So from this day forward, that's my mission.
I think what she means is to remove the homes from the Historic Preservation District and to dismantle the board. I don't think she means to de-annex from the city, but fine, whatever. Because again, there's a thousand little feuds that define the city of Milton. And this has been one of them. This question of whether homes outside of the historic district would be allowed to participate optionally into the historic preservation. You know, who's got which authority? The Historic Preservation Board voted for a thing, but a guy who is on that board and is the chair of the planning board voted against it on the planning. Well, he didn't vote against, he abstained, but then he said in the meeting that he was persuaded to change his vote, and that's fine. I mean, people can change their votes, no big deal. But you got allegations of nefarious behavior. You got people reading other people's emails. You know, Cassandra Sharp, who's a businesswoman in Milton, who generally I find her claims to be, you know, fairly good. She's reading a letter from a woman named Angie Carter, who's a frequent Pitchfork Posse commentator.
Show up tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. And tell the council to kill this ridiculous plan once and for all and to stop all this nonsense. It's being addressed, blah, blah, blah. A planned sneak attack. No doubt. Anybody else sick of politics as usual? It's time for the citizens to be loud and proud and put an end to the nefarious type of governing at every level, city, county, state, and federal.
Again, that's Cassandra reading the letter about Angie about the historic preservation ordinance, which Cindy Booth was upset about and why she wants to leave. Oh, man. I kind of wish I'd have gone to high school with all these people. Because I feel like I am, again. 617 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, there's more, by the way. Again, this is, I've said it before, this is act two of a four-act play. And we got, like, act 2.5 coming up in just a second. A totally separate notion that's worth knowing in the context here. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
We're only getting started.
This is only the beginning, seriously. The way worse stuff is coming at 7 and 8.
Okay. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace looking good. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear this morning. Also, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze and Navarre looking good. Tiger Point is also flowing. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to this meeting. Just this was like the intro dish. This was the appetizer. You know, they came around with the plate of samples. And this was the sample. You ready for this? This is Scott Collins, the new city manager. Good guy, honest guy. God knows why he took the job, but here goes.
Specific to Councilman Vance, I do have some information
for
you. And this came from, I had a conversation with Councilman Vance last Friday and again on Tuesday, and he asked that I read this information to the city council. And it states, I wanted to let you all know that my wife and I have an offer on our house. If all goes well, it should close on October 30. We're trying to find a house within Ward 4, but have not had much luck. It looks like we will be moving outside of the city limits. I will notify Mr. Collins as soon as our plans are confirmed.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and put words in not Scott's mouth, but in Jason Vance's mouth, but my experience on city council has been so atrocious that I would just as soon move outside of the city. And I'm sure there's other reasons, okay? I'm sure there must be, but
I did speak with him again at length on Friday and on Tuesday, and it does appear that he is will not be a resident in the city or in his ward after October 30. I will send some information to all of you regarding the filling of a seat once I confirm to him. But as of right now, it appears that he would no longer be on the council after October 30th.
So we got a vacancy coming up. I have never seen a board where more people quit or get disqualified for moving midway through. It's weird. But then again, given the, let's say, functional non-superiority of this organization, we'll say it's maybe not all that surprising. So, and Jason Vance has been the quietest member of the council over the last couple of years. So, you know, okay, there you go. Just as an FYI, these things are also happening. They did, by the way, have a good moment of actual functionality over what to do with Al Bruton. I'll get to that maybe later in the show or maybe tomorrow. But he's the black guy who was always talking and a great guy. I mean, great guy, activist for the community who passed away tragically recently. And his sister passed away, too. But, you know, what to do with him. And they wound up deciding to name the council chambers after him. So I thought was a perfectly appropriate. I had suggested that maybe they name the forum, like Leroy Boyd in Pensacola, they named the forum after him, the open forum, but they wound up naming the chambers after him. A moment of functionality in the midst of everything else that you find in the great city of Milton, the city where good living flows, at least some of the time. 621, and the city, by the way, just in case you're new to all this, Milton's a great city with great people, but there are a few people who are in positions of authority that are less great than others. I'll just put it that way. 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, sarcastic. I'm Andrew McKay. If you have a company, you have employees, you have benefits you got to manage, you got health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, you've got payroll, all of that kind of stuff, Torgerson Causey. Listen, if what you're doing right now is great, you love it, your employees are happy, great, keep doing that. I mean, why would you change, right? Don't break what's working. But or don't fix what's not broken. But for if you have any questions, or if you don't like how it's going, or you maybe just wonder, could it be better? Because that was kind of our experience. Like, I honestly didn't know how good we didn't have it, and then we switched from who we had before to Torgerson Causey. I'm like, oh, all right, good for you. You know, like, I was really glad that my boss made that decision, because they gave us better options, different options, you know, we didn't have before. And they were better customer service. They would always answer our questions, and they always got back to us quickly with detailed information. So, you know, working with Reed and Todd has been fantastic for about 6 years here at Cat Country and News Radio. I know from personal experience, they're great. So if you want to find out what they might be able to do for you, and maybe they can't do anything for you, I can't promise, but it's no obligation for them to look, and they'll tell you. Okay, so have them come in, take a look at what you're doing, and see if they can't help. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29 just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
This fall in Pensacola, Florida, celebrate 10 years of FUFU. This year promises to be bigger, funner, and, well, artier. Engaging art installations, livelier music, more amazing cuisine, and a vibrant culture that's contagious. Discover it all this fall. Come celebrate 10 years of FUFU Fest, November 2nd through the 13th in Pensacola, Florida. Start planning at FUFUFest.com.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
deep, climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your last couple of chances to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset as you enjoy your favorite bands. This week, the Knee Deep Band hits the stage. They're a high-energy variety show with something to please audiences of all ages. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Truly a sight to behold. The man beat the once great champ. Now a study in mopishness.
But I'm not a leprechaun. You wanna fight, then step up and we'll get it on. You get a right to the grill. I'm white and I'm ill, a descendant of Dublin with Titanic skin.
It was kind of one of those little things, but here in House of Pain reminded me of this. The Cardinals, who did not play baseball this year, I mean, I think that's the best way to describe it. The Cardinals had a kind of a fun promotion that I had never heard of before. They had it was right around September 17th. They had a halfway to St. Patrick's Day celebration. So, you know, you have St. Patrick's Day. Or maybe it was on the 20th. Maybe it was later. I was thinking it was. Anyway, they had it, you know, like 6 months out, basically. Because, you know, we need more St. Patrick's Days in the world, which I think is accurate. Jake has got our traffic on the fives this morning. Jake?
All right. Looking good so far this morning. The only slowdown we have is starting at the Highway 98 westbound in Tiger Point. Starting to slow down right there at Avalon, but it's not too bad. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace is looking good. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much. Let's see, we got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Two hostages have been freed by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. They said yesterday that the release of two elderly Israeli women was based on humanitarian grounds. Israeli officials say they're attempting to delay a possible ground invasion. The release of those two hostages follows the release of two American hostages last Friday.
Did you see the pictures of these women?
I did not.
So, no, they you know, again, Hamas says on humanitarian grounds is why they released them. On humanitarian grounds would be why you wouldn't kidnap them in the first place. Because these women are, and I'm just guessing by the look, 70, 75, Israeli women, very frail looking. And they've got them wearing these kind of, you know, I don't know if they're given them by them, but these, you know, long dresses or whatever. And then you've got the Hamas terrorists are there holding them. They look petrified. And they're holding them, like, in one hand, he's got his hand interlocked with her hand, and in the other hand, he's carrying his AK-47, and they've got their heads wrapped in black with the stupid green bandana over it or whatever. This picture, to me, told you everything you need to know about Hamas. It's so disgusting that this is the way they do business. And you say, well, they're releasing prisoners. Yeah, but in the release, they had to capture them in the first place. And these women have been held captive for these intervening weeks all this time. And think about all the other. Anyway, sorry, David.
No, it's. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. You're right. That would just be terrifying.
That picture tells you more than enough about who Hamas is. Sorry, go ahead.
Gymnastics icon Mary Lou Retton is now back home. She is recovering from a severe case of pneumonia. She's a 5-time Olympic medalist. Been in intensive care fighting for her life for a while. So wish her a speedy recovery. And if you've been waiting for the next Mission Impossible movie, you're going to be in for a little bit longer wait.
They chose not to accept it.
Paramount Pictures has delayed the next film in the Tom Cruise spy franchise until May 2025, a year further than its original June 2024 release date. It was forced to stop production due to the ongoing SAG-AFTRA actor strike. I'm Trey Thomas.
Another victim of the strike.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, I'll just have to wait on buying my Tom Cruise action figures until
you'll
later.
Just have to watch the Taylor Swift concert movie until then. That'll get you
what
by.
What number is this anyway for Mission Impossible? 7, 6?
Oh,
somewhere
yeah,
in that vicinity,
it's
right?
Somewhere up there, yeah.
I'd lose count anymore. At least the Fast and Furious movies have the decency to give me the number in the title.
Yeah, see, it's up to the point now they don't even have the number. It's got the infinity symbol at the end or something.
That's right. Oh, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:30 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, headline, Sofia Vergara rebounds from Joe Manganiello dating with Beverly Hills surgeon. Well, how about that? A woman with as little going for her as Sofia Vergara manages to find a date. Oh, look at the breaking news. The beautiful rich woman.
happens to be a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, manages to find a guy. God, this world, sometimes you just can't explain anything you see around you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two elderly Israeli women are released by Hamas terrorists in Gaza, among more than 200 people believed to have been taken when Hamas attacked Israel October 7th.
Yocheved Lifshitz, an 85-year-old who bravely talked about the terror that was inflicted on her and her husband, who is still being held inside Gaza. She was released overnight with another woman from the community of Niroz. She talks about how she was taken into Gaza on the back of a motorcycle, how people beat her, and then she was taken into the tunnel system and fed just one time a day.
Fox's Trey Yang. At least 7 people are killed in a series of highway wrecks in southern Louisiana.
State police say dense smoke from marsh fires combined with thick morning fog caused a mile-long pileup, prompting highway closures in both directions near Manchac and St. John the Baptist Parish.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. House Republicans meet at 9 Eastern to elect a new House Speaker nominee in a secret ballot. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 64 degrees, mostly clear skies right now in Pensacola. Even after 40 years, those who lost their lives in a terrorist attack have not been forgotten. A ceremony held yesterday at Veterans Memorial Park to honor the more than 200 people killed in Beirut, Lebanon, when a bomb exploded at a U.S. military barracks. Lieutenant Tim McGarry was in Beirut when it happened.
We had people setting up security. We didn't know if we were going to get attacked again. And then we just started going in and just started going through the rubble and that kind of stuff, looking for people still alive and this and that and the other and pulling guys out. And we just did that for 3 straight days.
McGarry talked about his experience with Channel 3, and the memorial service yesterday featured multiple speakers reading the names of all 240 victims that were killed that day. The terror attack was the deadliest day for U.S. Marines since the Battle of Iwo Jima in World War II. A Native American Cultural Center is a little bit closer to being completed in Santa Rosa County now. Back in March, Dan Helms with the Santa Rosa Band of Lower Muscogee Creeks asked the county for $70,000 to help build an authentic square ground.
There are 3 people in the southeastern United States today that know and have the knowledge to set up a working square ground. And we have been in communication with one of these folks for about 6 years, and he has been watching us to make sure that we were serious about preserving this knowledge.
A month later, the funding was approved through Santa Rosa County's Tourist Development Council. The 4,000 square foot building will feature Native American artwork as well as artifacts on loan from the Pensacola Museum of History. It'll be open for the band's annual Creek Fest, November 17th and 18th at 4750 Willard Norris Road. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons with a little bit more information on what turned out to be quite an elaborate heist at a Family Dollar store over the weekend.
They certainly seemed like they were determined. They chose an area that was not visible from the roadway around to the back. We believe they used cutters. In fact, they went through a couple of different cutters, so it would have taken them some time to get a hole in the back of the business.
And it happened Sunday at the Family Dollar store on North Palafox. Investigators say employees arrived at the store for work that morning and saw a hole in the back of the store. The thieves were able to break into the store's safe and ATM machine inside as well. Simmons says they cut the power and disabled the alarm. He also says it was likely not the first time that the suspects have done something like this. Well, the Pulse nightclub property in Orlando is a step closer to belonging to the city now. The city commission voted yesterday to buy that land for $2 million. The city expects the sale to be complete by the end of the week. Orlando wants to build a memorial to the 49 victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting in 2016. No details have been released on the plans for that memorial, but Mayor Buddy Dyer says it'll be a transparent process. And Commissioner Patty Sheehan also says the city will be doing right by everyone. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
North Old Quarryfield Road and West Jackson Street, there's a vehicle crash partially blocking the roadway, so avoid that intersection if possible. Highway 98 westbound in Tiger Point is starting to slow down at Avalon, but not too bad yet. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, I-10 and I-110 all checking in clear. If you have traffic info to report, please text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A beautiful day today with temperatures near 80 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. For your Wednesday, 79 degrees for your high with mostly sunny skies. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This nice pattern does continue as we go into Thursday with a high near 79. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 64 in Pensacola. 65 in Gulf Breeze, 59 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with your Money Now. Federal prosecutors have sent subpoenas to Tesla seeking information about executive perks, deals with related parties, and decisions to hire or fire employees. Tesla's quarterly report to investors confirmed the investigation previously reported by the Wall Street Journal. The Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office is scrutinizing personal benefits Tesla may have provided Elon Musk since 2017, including a proposed house for the CEO. Prosecutors are looking at whether Tesla used company resources on the house project. Nike made a swift comeback earlier this month in the shoe fight when marathon runner Kelvin Kiptum set a world record while wearing a new iteration of the company's Alphafly 3, but the sneaker maker is losing steam in other races. Competitors such as Hoka and On are gaining a foothold among runners and with people who are looking for something comfortable to wear to school or work. Adidas and New Balance are also making headway in the market for streetwear. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's your Money Now.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers, and with children going back to school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort, the 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, everyone. We're here for Public Forum.
Public Forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss. So all four of those organizations are Santa Rosa based and do tremendous work. And I just wanted to highlight the good work that Impact 100 is doing and appreciate that they're sharing the love with organizations in Santa Rosa County.
Now, I know that might not strike you as the most operatic of all comments, but that's Commission Chairman Colton Wright, who's just, you know, making a comment in the commissioner section, just talking about the things that go on and making people be aware that there were, I think he said there were four organizations that got Impact 100 grants. Of course, our news department was covering that extensively yesterday, and good for them for doing it. That's exactly the right thing for them to do. And, you know, just talking about how good news. And then Commissioner Calkins. His version of community good news is, well, a little bit different.
Commissioner Calkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to recognize somebody that I am absolutely, I'm just so proud of. Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Wait, the what now?
He is now considered a historic figure
by who?
As being one of the first persons in U.S. history to oust a sitting speaker.
Just, you know, you got to give credit to the guy. He just, there's just no filter. There's nobody telling him,
brother.
You know, he tried this, you know, harebrained thing of naming the Tiger Point Community Center for the Gaetz family. And listen, there's nobody wants to be dragged into this less than Don and Matt Gaetz. Like, they do not want to be a part of all this. And so, you know, the background here is, you remember at the last meeting, they were going to honor the former Commissioner Salter by naming the Pace Community Center, which is in James Calkins' district. And he defeated him in the election. And then talks nice about him afterwards. All kinds of weird stuff there. Oh, man, I have a good story. I don't know if I can ever tell you, but I do just, yeah, I have to mull it over a little bit. Anyway, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. But anyway, so that was done by Colton Wright. And so in what seemed to me like retaliation, because the agenda came out and James Calkins saw that that was on the agenda and said, well, how dare he? I'm going to name the community center in his district, Tiger Point, for the Gaetzes. Like, and then he pulls the item and says, well, in respect to Don Salter, which you like, well, why would you put it on there in the first place? Anyway, so that's like previous meeting stuff. That's just background, okay? So then we get to this meeting, and he's back with the, you know, the Matt Gaetz super fan club. And he's, which, again, I like Matt. I think Matt does a lot of good stuff. And I, you know, I don't know where this speaker thing is going to end, but, you know, I kind of supported him in this, and he finally got done what a lot of us wanted done with Kevin McCarthy. So, okay, fine. You know, I get that. But it's just, it's this weird kind of fanboy kind of, I don't know. It's just, there's, it's like there's something odd behind it all that I can't quite.
Commissioner Calkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to recognize somebody that I am absolutely, I'm just so proud of. Congressman Matt Gaetz. He is now considered a historic figure as being one of the first persons in U.S. history to oust a sitting speaker.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through.
And he's truly fighting in Washington for what's right, and it is such an honor to serve in his district. And I have gotten tons of phone calls and people making comments that we are very lucky to have him. And as y'all know, that about last week there was an item I had that was about recognizing the Gates family. What I think we need to do is we need to show some way, show Washington that his district supports him and what he's doing. This is the first opportunity that I have seen in D.C. where we could have a conservative Speaker of the House, which we've never had in 20 years.
Not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two.
I think that down the line, y'all put your thinking caps on and we think of the ways that we can recognize Congressman Matt Gaetz for his great service to our nation, and that's what I'd like to bring up at a later date. Thank you, sir.
You and I.
I don't know. Probably going to feel bad about that decision later. 6:45. Am I wrong, Jake?
Yeah, it seems a little weird.
Oh, weird, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you know, I mean, I'm not putting actual money at stake, but I would put money at stake. It'd be like, if you ask Matt, does he want this?
Does he want this kind of attention?
No. Or does Don? Certainly Don does not. No. 6:46 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Commissioner Calkins wants to show Matt Gaetz some love and do something. Y'all put your thinking caps on now. Y'all be creative with me.
We're going to meet later and figure out other ways to praise him.
We're gonna have to come up with a different theme song.
Oh.
Maybe not. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, man. Yes. North Old Corey Field Road and West Jackson Street. There's a vehicle crash partially blocking the roadway, so avoid that intersection if you can. Highway 98 westbound in Tiger Point is starting to slow down in Avalon, but not too bad yet. Highway 98 eastbound at the light in front of the Navarre Walmart is seeing some slowdown. That's about it so far. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I think I got a bunch of comments here on the text line. I think my favorite one is, Andrew, you're so crazy. I'll take it. 6:47 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, regretful. Anyway, sometimes you just do a thing. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you want somebody who's going to give you great advice, honest advice, even, and this is weird, right, to think about, but a realtor who might tell you, I don't think so, not right now, it's not good for you. She will, Christina Leavenworth-Wilk. I know, because she has. You know, it doesn't happen all that often. Okay, but sometimes, like she was telling me, she was talking with a lady who lived in Gulf Breeze. This is back during, like, post-Sally. And with all the traffic and the bridge out and everything else, and she was just like, I just want to be by my friends in, you know, in the city. And I want to sell my home in Gulf Breeze and live in Pensacola. And she talked to her, and she's like, you know, I just don't think it's going to solve the issues that you think it's going to solve. And I think you'd be better off staying in your home. And she agreed, you know, and she was just relieved to have somebody tell her the honest truth. And I know where Christina's heart is she wants to help. She wants to use her expertise to make people's lives better. And if she believes that making your life better is helping you buy a house while you're still stationed in Japan here because your change of station comes, she'll do that. And if her best advice in the situation is, I think you'd be better off just staying in your home you've been living in for 30 years in Gulf Breeze, she'll tell you that too, because she just wants to help. And she's very, very good at helping people buy and sell homes or even not. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Whether you're looking to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 95% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the spring semester is now open. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Per gallon gas, $3.54. Florida is $3.29. Georgia is $3 even. California is $5.41. If you're in Navarre, $2.97 east and west of the Walmarts, $2.98 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, and $3.19. I think that is the, which station is that? I always forget. Yeah, that's the Exxon and Gulf Breeze. If you're in Milton, 304 at the Raceway, 304 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 305 at a couple of stations going through Pace, 294 at the Walmart on 9 Mile, 294 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, and then coming in from the southwest side, 302 at the Shell at Cervantes or the Navy Boulevard Murphy station. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, Pete Moore Imports. .com 652 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, you're so sweet. Somebody texted in. Don't regret it. It was hilarious. Thank you. I'll take it. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, I guess you picked the wrong segment to edit audio.
I did. Oh, well. I miss all the good stuff.
That's all right.
I'm sorry about
that. That's why there's a podcast page.
That's right.
Which, by the way, you know, I don't talk about this very much, but we do podcast whole shows now. Segments that are interviews and also entire shows. So at newsradio923.com. If you miss anything, and on the app, it's super easy on the app. If you download the News Radio Pensacola app, look for it, News Radio Pensacola. There's a little button you click on. It takes you straight to the podcast page. You can listen live. You can go straight to the podcast. Very, very easy to use. Sorry, David. Go ahead.
That's okay. You'll be getting one extra download today. I'm ready to hear that. Israel says it killed dozens of Hamas fighters overnight during strikes on the Gaza Strip. There's no sign of a let up in the bombardment. The U.S. asking Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says U.S. forces will be postured appropriately in the Middle East. This, of course, is concerns of the war between Israel and Hamas escalating into a wider conflict. And Kirby says there's recently been an uptick of rocket and drone attacks by Iranian-backed proxy groups against military bases housing U.S. personnel in Iraq and in Syria. And on a lighter note, two Wisconsin brothers have set a new Guinness World Record, Andrew, for the world's largest...
Whoa. Is it cheese or beer-related?
It is.
How would I know that in Wisconsin? Go on, though.
The world's largest grilled cheese sandwich. Now, these two brothers are 11 and 10 years old. Their names are Exodus and Iggy. And they apparently have made...
Wait a minute. What? Their names are Exodus and Iggy. I mean, Exodus and Bartholomew. You know, Exodus and... But Exodus and Iggy. Okay, all right. Yep. Go ahead.
11 and 10 years old, and they built a grilled cheese sandwich that was 10.9 feet long, 6.25 feet wide and 2.75 inches thick.
Wow, that's the thickness is what gets me. Almost 3 inches thick.
How much cheese do you suppose went into this sandwich?
Oh, my God. Okay, so what do you say? 10 by 6, so 60 square feet by 3 inches. I got 20 cubic feet on my rough math.
Wow.
Well, I don't have that, but I have the poundage. 300 pounds of cheese on this grilled cheese.
What's that in metric?
All I can think of is what a waste of cheese. Like, well, they probably get the community. Where'd they cook it?
Well, that's what I'm looking for. It doesn't say how they cooked it. I don't know what you would cook
that on. It's not like, you know, Wisconsin is Phoenix. You can't just cook it on the sidewalk.
Right.
So, but kudos to them.
They don't make a Blackstone big enough for that thing. So I don't know. I don't know how they cooked it.
Oh, that's great. I love that. David, thanks for... I needed that story today. That's good. I mean, it makes my heart hurt a little bit to think about all that wasted cheese. But still, it's a good story. I'll take it. 6:55, Jake's got traffic on the fives.
North Old Coryfield Road and West Jackson Street, there's a vehicle crash partially blocking the roadway. Highway 98 westbound in Tiger Point starting to slow down. Highway 98 eastbound at the light in front of the Navarre Walmart is also seeing some slowdown. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So have you seen the wax figure that the Paris Museum made for Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Have you seen? Because it's one of these places where they make likenesses, right? Okay. It's not Madame Tussauds or anything like that, but it's apparently a very popular place in Paris where they make these things. The Greven Museum or Greven Museum in France. And it looks very much like him. But let me show you the picture, Jake, and you tell me if you can identify what the issue is for The Rock.
Oh. He looks more like Vin Diesel than The Rock.
Well, okay.
Complexion wise?
Yeah. In what sense do you mean?
Pigmentation?
Little lacking.
Little
light. He's David, been inside. You can see this over there? A little light? Yeah. Looks a little pale.
Mr. Cleanish. Looks more. that's Mr. Clean with a tattoo.
What I thought when I saw it was it's a fantastic wax figurine of Yul Brynner. And tell me I'm wrong. I hear side by side. Jake, am I wrong?
Oh, yes.
It's Yul Brynner.
Dude, yes.
It's the king and I with, you know, big old Polynesian tattoos and, you know, a lot more musculature. Of course, Yul Brynner was Russian, and The Rock is half black and half, Samoan, Pacific Islander, something like that. So he's actually said, glad I came across this. I'll give you guys some context. I identify as exactly what I am, both equally proud black and Samoan. And my friend, let me expand your thoughts here, but I transcend race and wrestling, so there was no book that way. But anyway, he says now that he's found out, he's going to get in contact with them and see if they can't adjust it, you know, to be a little bit more lifelike. As one comedian said, this is James Andre Jefferson Jr., a comedian, says, kind of looks like The Rock hasn't seen the sun a day in his life.
Yep.
That's accurate, I think. And it's funny because they put all of this time into sculpting him and hiring a male model who was his size that they could pattern it off of, and then hours and hours and hours putting in the tattoo work, and now they're going to have to, bronzer it? I mean, I don't know how they're going to fix this.
Spray tan?
Yeah,
just put him in the spray tan?
Like, there's a good answer here. Yeah. All right, 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Time for
future news. All right. Will Escambia County Public Schools win their lawsuit against social media companies over mental health issues, the costs being put onto the public school to respond to the problems caused by social media?
No.
I think it's unlikely.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty unlikely. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love to see them win. I just think it's unlikely. What was it? Oh, yeah. Will James Calkins keep pushing for absurd things to pseudo honor Matt Gaetz?
Yes.
Well, why stop? You know, here we are talking about him. That makes him happy. Will Wikipedia change its name to Richardipedia, the other, and take $1 billion off of Elon Musk?
No.
No, I don't think that's very likely. I think they're perfectly happy being just... And is Sofia Vergara going to be okay? Is she going to manage to rebound and find, you know, male happiness with a man?
I'm going to pray for her.
Yeah, she's now with a plastic surgeon, which seems like long game to me. I mean,
exactly. That's a long-term play right there.
She's really doing it well. Will other states follow Oregon's lead of not having the basic requirements due to COVID and because it looks like, you know, minorities and other folks are underperforming on the qualifications test?
I hope not. We got to move on.
I don't see many others. And will we ever know? Will we ever really know what wound up injuring four and killing one person at apparently an electrocution in a fountain at a Florida shopping center.
I don't
know why, and I don't know who ever
listen
knew
on
why.
Air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.